we organized the march against antisocial policies of the government, you know, for which for us all of these problems are caused by capitalism, yes? The Polish economy has worse social cuts than Greece or any other place because we've been having austerity measures dictated by the IMF and by the neoliberal government for many, many years. So the social situation in Poland is a lot worse than in many places. And the fact that there's some sort of economic growth is a false indicator because economic growth just means that there's more profits, but it's not indicative really of the living situation of the people, nor is it of the social protection network. Because, of course, the economic so-called growth is going to go up if you cut all spending for hospitals, you slash funding for education and everything. You'll have more money in your budget. That's what the whole economic system is about. What they're trying to do on a European-wide level is they're trying to get other countries to do what Poland does, which is to spend nothing or practically nothing on these things like healthcare. We have the lowest or the second lowest expenditure on healthcare in the OECD. So the European authorities would love to have, you know, in Spain and Greece and places where they have a little better than we are, that they would slash everything from the public sector. And this is the whole thing that people are really suffering.
Yeah, so despite some positive economic numbers you might read about in the media, this does not mean that the Polish people are benefiting from it.
Yeah, that's exactly the point, because the point about their statistics that they like to convince people is that everything that has to do with social programs or the state sector or anything like this is bad and has to be cut. And when you cut these things, you can create some sort of artificial prosperity. And this is what we're experiencing.
One of the social cuts you could also read about in media in Germany are the pension reforms.
Right.
Maybe you can talk about that a little.
Yes, the Polish government now wants to raise the retirement age to 67. Currently, it is 60 for women and 65 for men. So even the day before the 31st, we were in front of the parliament with lots of other unions protesting against that because they were discussing this in the parliament. So this we also consider to be something of a social cut.
I saw that one of the banners at the demonstration last weekend was Bread, Not Games. Can you explain what is behind that slogan?
Something very concrete is behind that slogan. We're hosting, along with Ukraine, the Euro 2012. Very soon it begins. And the authorities in many cities are spending enormous amounts of money on stadiums and other things related to these games, and then slashing money from the budget in other areas, claiming that there's no money. A concrete example would be a protest that we had on Tuesday where we had the same slogan. In Warsaw, in some of the neighborhoods, they're privatizing school cafeterias, and the people who work in the cafeterias are going to lose their job. And that's 186 people, mostly older women, who are going to lose their jobs. The total cost that they're supposedly saving on this is very little compared to, for example, an expenditure like they want to build a zone for football fans only for this Euro time, just to put a big screen in the center of Warsaw and have some place for football fans to watch the game. And the cost of this is 8 times more than all of the money they would save with closing the kitchens in the schools. So when we go out with this slogan, the people in the street know exactly what we're talking about, because what they're doing is spending so much of our money on things like building fountains, making football games, and then every other single thing, they say there's no money for it. Well, we don't believe it. And we know that they just have bad priorities, and we demand that they stop it.
Another missing priority might also be the topic, the issue of housing,
yes.
The problems of evictions in Warsaw.
The problem is extremely drastic because what happened is that a lot of the public housing is being privatized, or they're going to so-called owners or people who have bought claims from people who owned the buildings before the war. And this is really affecting tens of thousands of people, that all of a sudden they were in municipal housing and now they're in private housing and they're not getting replacement housing. The city does not automatically give them a new house, a new apartment to live in, if their house has been privatized and now is under commercial rents. And we have statistics from that that show that since this process has started, the city has given only replacement housing to 2.5% of the tenants. And the other 97.5% of the tenants now have private landlords who raise the rent to things that they absolutely cannot afford. So all of these people, and many of them are 60, 70 years old. We had 2 weeks ago somebody come because his grandmother, who's 87 years old, is going to be evicted, right? This is what we're talking about. And the government made it easier to do this because they consider it a bother that they have to find some replacement house to put the people in. And they got rid of the rule that requires people to find a replacement house for these people before throwing them out onto the street. The city is not spending any money to deal with this problem. In fact, they're slashing money on housing and pretending this problem doesn't exist. So we have a really mass social problem on our hands.
So there are many different issues and different kinds of social cuts and people can be dissatisfied with. Is this also abuse by nationalist right-wing factions? So is there some concern there that this political climate is used for nationalistic groups?
Yes and no, ironically. The thing about it is that we know that the national groups are growing very, very quickly. And we know that the national groups use the situation of crisis to create false enemies, to get people afraid, and to get a lot of people. But we try to counter that very much with our social politics, because we can show time and time again that the nationalists actually are not on the side of the poor people. They're on the side of the elite. And part of what we do, actually, we do a lot of discussions and even lectures and film showings, for example, in the neighborhood where we have our office, which is a very poor neighborhood. And we try to talk to people about, you know, what this politics actually means. And we find that actually even, you know, in our neighborhood where we do this consistently, these groups don't exist and they don't come around. Mm-hmm. So we think it is a big problem, but we think that if the social movements, there aren't too many of them, but if they can work in a more social way among poor people, the power of the fascists is going to go way down.
At the demonstration last week, was there also a European perspective to be heard on the entire crisis and in solidarity with other countries?
Yes and no. I mean, we, of course, mentioned that this is going on in other countries and people know about that. But that wasn't necessarily the first aspect of the march. We talked a lot about concrete local problems, but there were many, many different speeches. And at many times we mentioned things like that we're internationalists, that our struggle has to be international, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, we did stop by, you know, different places like the American Embassy, and, you know, we did mention that people are struggling there. We did mention other demonstrations. So
maybe to conclude here, can you tell about some upcoming events or how you will continue to fight against social cuts in Poland and Europe?
Okay. Well, one of the first things we're deeply involved with now is about against the privatization of the school kitchens in Warsaw. So over the next month, there's going to be repeated protests and actions trying to organized with parents, with the cooks, etc. So we're always doing that. In terms of demonstrations, we're going to do a demonstration on May Day, of course. We're also going to demonstrate when the Euro comes here and opens. So I don't know, maybe you'll see that on the international news, but certainly we're going to try, while we have a lot of international people visiting Warsaw, to make these issues known.
Yeah, so I hope we can continue and follow you, what is happening in Warsaw and in Poland.
Okay, and we also hope that in Germany we could hear more good news, and that also the protests and the everyday social work of people like our sister union FAU will continue.
Yeah, so thank you very much for this information.
Okay, thank you.